So today we'll be talking about the emotional wisdom, and in emotional wisdom, the physical impact is kidney, prostate, pancreas, solar plexus, nervous system, lungs. The emotional symptoms are impulsiveness, paralysis, despair, depression, codependency. So Linda was talking about something that just happened recently. So do you, what can you sort of feel it belonged to that category? The paralysis, despair, depression, codependency? None of the above.
I think if I had to choose from this list, I would say for me, it was more of an impulsive thing because I usually like to, think about what I'm going to do before I set my foot out. But I just decided to go ahead and put my, name in the hat there. And I figured if they call on me, they call on me. And if they don't, they don't. And I'm okay either way. And I think really I was hoping that my name would not pop up anywhere and that nobody would call on me because I was very surprised when they did. And for just a second, I didn't hang up, but for just a second, my little finger wanted to go over the, over the phone button and just kind of, oh, shoot, I hung up, how terrible. But I didn't. And it was just this momentary sort of thing. But it was not a planned out action on my part. So I would say it was more, for me, impulsive.
And
not really impulsive.
Both of us have the emotional center to be our authority center.
Mm-hmm.
And so that feels never to be kind of like confident in when we are put on the spot, especially for the 2-4 profile, being put on the spot is petrifying.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
It's amazing how people don't understand how hard it is to be visible for the 2-4.
Yeah.
And for you as a manifest, so you have the emotional authority, and then you are a manifester.
Yep.
And what came up today, which I think you'll love, was natural leadership.
Oh,
45. It amazes me every time how beautifully it fits together. And I thought, interesting, but it's not an emotional. It goes from the emotional center, but it's the money line, the queen, the natural leader, the executive, and then it goes into the throat where it is the center of manifestation for you especially.
Yeah.
Huge.
And I have that whole flipping channel up from the 37 up all the way to the, what is that, the 40, 45? Yeah, all the way up there from top of the solar plexus to the bottom of the throat. I've got it all defined.
And so you have your 45, 21, and your 40, 37?
Yep.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it is very hard, very hard. Now, I do know that I have the integration circuit. Have you kind of broken down?
I haven't really looked at all of that. I just know that I have a lot of tribal because I think the last time that I was in class with Karen, or maybe the time before, I'm not sure which. But anyway, recently we were talking about, there was discussion about the tribal circuits, and she was, naming all the tribal circuits, and I'm counting, I'm looking at my chart, counting what she's naming. And I've got, I've got four out of the, the six, whatever it is there, I've got them. And I keep thinking, there's not a tribal bone in my body. But I guess there must be because because it is in there, and my whole, well, a lot of my focus is on getting myself out for other people, because I have all these, I have stories, and it's now, you know, some of them are now being pushed out to the forefront where they're asked for. I mean, that's, I'm certain that people don't know that that's the story they're asking for, but that's the, you know, it's the story that comes up, and it's becoming more appropriate. I used to, you know, say things to people and then they'd either look at me like they hadn't heard a word I said, or they would get very angry that I had said what I said. So,
yeah.
So, and now it's I'm learning to really listen to what people are saying and what they're really asking for. And then for the story to come up, because I'm learning that I don't choose the story chooses its time to come up.
Oh, right. So that is what I was just thinking, because mm-hmm. what, and even before we came on today, I felt no matter what's happening in the world, I feel that mm-hmm. getting here and working on this is the most important thing, because we are not just doing it for ourselves. We are doing it for others. It gets out there in the field, mm-hmm. whether we like it or not. So a right. lot of times when we speak ourselves, we feel that it's coming from the selfish kind of an ego place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have your ego well-defined, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Right.
Yes, I do.
And the 3740 is to provide what the tribe needs, mm-hmm. and sometimes they ask for things that then they go, well, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah. Sometimes they ask for things and they don't really realize what it is they're asking for, because they've got this yeah. image of what it is. And then when it's presented in a different package from what they expected. And it usually is more deep and more dangerous.
Do you sometimes feel like an emotional slave? That just kind of popped into my head.
I used to a lot more. For years and years, I figured the only emotion that I had was anger, and that came so easily, I didn't even have to think about it. I had an outburst yesterday that absolutely surprised me and surprised my poor 5-year-old granddaughter. and I just had to let it run through, because it was already in full swing. And I just had to let it run through. And the only thing that I kept in mind was that I couldn't say the word you, as in Y-O-U, as in the other person. And I couldn't say anything bad, but I could cuss and I could stomp and I could yell, and so that was what I did until it calmed down to where I could get it back under control. And it was its time, because I wasn't expecting to get that angry, and I did. And I, you know, I spend a lot of time pushing my emotions under, and like I said, I had to, when I started doing emotional work, I had to actually ask except for anger, I know what anger was, but you know, what is this, what does sadness feel like, and what is happiness, even happiness, I mean, we're not talking of just negative emotions, we're talking any emotion except anger. And what do these feel like? I had to ask people what they felt like, because I would experience them at times, but as soon as they started coming up and I figured I couldn't handle them, then I'd put the lid back on the garbage can and sit on it until it went away. And so I had not a clue. People would ask me, well, you look happy. And I'd start running through my head, okay, what is happiness? I mean, what's going on here? So I look around to see if I should be happy, and then, okay, I'm happy. or no, I don't think I'm happy, or I'd look like I was mad. And I thought, oh no, I'm not mad. You'd know that one for sure. But I am still kind of in that I'm not always certain until, you know, later on exactly what emotion it is. So I don't think I'm a slave to it, but I used to be. So there's probably some stuff in there hanging around. Okay. But I am definitely an emotion putter downer there. You know, in my own. I mean, anybody else can be happy and sad and whatever they want to be as long as they don't try to hit me. But for myself, it's sometimes hard to recognize.
I totally identify with that as well, because I totally have the same experience like you, completely. I'm using different word than totally. Anger is so easy to recognize, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the emotions, it's like this big ball of energy. And I remember doing the work, and it's like, how do you feel? And I would be giving... And they said, no, that's not an emotion. That's not emotion. I said, darn, what's an emotion? I was looking for emotion. And I thought, I don't have any.
Yeah.
So it's getting easier. This ball of energy is definitely so.
Yeah.
Does it feel that the other people with open solar plexus are able to, as they amplify it, they're able better to identify?
Yes. And that's that for me, that's how I learned how I was impacting people and what emotion that I was feeling. I think it's my both of my granddaughters here have, hang on, let me look at this. I've got their stuff here. Let's see, my granddaughter, my big granddaughter and my daughter have, yep, all three of them. My daughter, my granddaughter, and my great-granddaughter all have open solar plexuses and open will centers. And so, especially when I was around my granddaughter, and since she lives with me now, I pick it up more. I can tell more what I'm putting out, what emotion I'm putting out, by watching somebody else with that I know has an open solar plexus, particularly, because they will pick that up, and all of a sudden I'll feel this humongous energy of whatever it is, and then I'll go back and look at myself, and I'll say, okay, is that what I'm feeling? And 9 times out of 10, it is, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. That's the way it is. But that helps me then. So then I can go in and say, okay, how does my body feel? And, you know, how do I feel? And you know, is this exciting for me? Or is this something I wish I just didn't have? And then I can put a name to it. And I can go, oh, okay. So that's what happiness looks like. That's what, you know, really real fear looks like. And so that's what I'm, you know, putting out there. Do I really want to be putting this out, or do I want to put more of it out because it feels so nice? So.
Then it comes to the control, and I think that has been, hopefully this is beneficial to people to see that what's going on, you know, for our types with the authority of the emotional center.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful thing, and we tend to be afraid of it and control it. That's at least what I'm coming to realize. That sometimes, and it is a tribal energy, and sometimes repressing it is really impacting our health. Well, all the time, whenever we suppress it, mm-hmm. We're so afraid of it. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And not realizing that we are playing a role for someone, not necessarily, they may not be even our emotions. It's a tribal thing. Well, in this case, the 45, if it is connecting, and we are mm-hmm. looking at that. Well, the interesting thing is for the emotional wisdom, it says, I feel everyone, or I cannot stay motivated once I make decision. The energy just seems to go away. I feel everyone is what you're saying, but it's not always clear that we do feel it. It doesn't feel to us that we are feeling.
Right, right, right.
Because we are just generating these things in a way. We don't really know where they come from. Well, they
sometimes we do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I will deliberately put it out.
Yeah.
You know, I will deliberately put it out. Especially the more soothing emotions, I'll want to put that out because I want a happy household, by golly.
Right.
You're going to live with me, you're going to be happy. That's all there is to it.
So. Well, thank you for reminding me that because I was only looking at that part that triggers people and that causes sort of upheaval, but there is the other part.
There is that other part, yeah. It's, you know, it's all wrapped up in there together because we're not just throwing out or, you know, putting out the negative emotions or picking up the negative emotions. We're also putting out the happy emotions and the, you know, the calming emotions. And I do that a lot. I live with a 5-year-old manifesting generator.
Right.
And boy, I'll tell you, I'm almost glad that I didn't know that I had raised 2 manifesting generators because I'm not sure if I could have survived that. Well, but I know what I'm doing now. And so I put out a lot of, she just, you know, 5-year-olds have excess energy anyway, but she's just got it in spades. Mm-hmm. And it's very exhausting for me to, you know, keep running around after her. And so I put out a lot of very calming energy and a lot of it because I do pranic healing as well. I'll put it out as a color. Mm-hmm. And she picks up on that. I mean, she's a sponge when it comes to emotions. And so she'll pick up on that. Pretty soon she'll start calming down. She'll, you know, rest. She'll sit down on the couch and she'll listen to music. And, you know, and then she's calm. She's calm. I'm calm. We are all calm together. So I'll do that. But I will also, at times, bring up the anger. And I will spread that around, too, because, you know, I want to share that. So it's, you know, I think that we do, and I do it for survival, I think, for some survival for me. And I don't know if that's even the right word, but it just, it happens naturally. And so the defined will center says, okay, we got to control this sort of thing. And so that's what I do is this is the emotion I'm going to put out. And so I pull it up from somewhere and deliberately push it out. I know that I'm doing that.
So that almost, borders on the codependency, right? When we are sort of, that's when I was thinking about the emotional slave.
Yeah.
Interesting that I like the other part. I cannot stay motivated once I make a decision. And the energy seems to go away for the emotional wisdom, whether it's defined or not. And so that emotional energy carries a lot of power. And when it goes through the cycles, it seems to all of a sudden go away.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, what were we thinking when we thought this was a good idea? Obviously, something got emotionally triggered for us to just feel that that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to maintain an abundant high emotional vibration. So calmness is one, but does that sometimes feel like you are responsible for creating high emotional vibration for other people?
I feel sometimes like I'm responsible for the household, you know, not financially, but for knowing, mainly for knowing what's out there. And I know a lot of it is that if I know the energy that's out there, then I won't get blindsided by it.
Right.
And that's part of the control. And then there is, you know, I want to keep my household on an even keel here. So there is that piece of control. And so it's, you know, I hadn't really thought of it. I hadn't really thought of it like that. I know that I can be controlling, passively controlling. That's what one of my husbands used to say, passively controlling. And that's, you know, it's very true. And I know when I was a young mother and I was raising my kids, I was very controlling with them. And a lot of it was out of, you know, just out of fear of what could happen, because I had all the scenarios about what could happen. And so I was going to make sure that they had the least chance of getting into that what could happen that was bad. So that was there.
So let's look at the statements, assessment statements, and see how you're doing or how you feel about that. I trust my emotions.
Better, but not 100%.
It's a waking process to emotions to even recognize what they are, right?
Especially the more subtle ones.
I'm comfortable with my own feelings.
Not always. I am less comfortable with other people's feelings because that's where I get impacted.
So I'm comfortable with other people's feelings. It's no.
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
It's easy for me to manage my emotional energy.
It's getting better because I am, you know, 60% better than I was this time 5 years ago. So I still get caught up in it, but I'm not sure that anybody can ever completely be 100% manage their emotions at all times, space, and whatever.
If it's tribal, it would be hard. How about this one? I freely experience all emotions without judgment and obligation.
Oh, no, I don't.
That's a big one.
That's a big one, yeah.
Hard, right?
Yeah.
It almost is like it's making us to do something, but this is cute. So I'm wondering how emotional energy impacts your decisions.
I do have that thing where, you know, I'll start something will seem like a really good idea and I'll go ahead and start it or do it or even get halfway or three quarters of the way through, and all of a sudden you know, it just seems like I wake up one day and I go, now I was doing that for what reason, and I just don't have the motivation to pick it up and keep going to the finish line.
And
that's what you were talking about earlier,
right?
And
here,
I don't know why I can't pinpoint something. And so I wonder if there was something emotionally appealing or emotionally demanding on me to do something, to start that, and then I just it wasn't heartfelt. That's what I'm trying to say. It wasn't really heartfelt. Anything that I can give a rational, heartfelt reason for, then I can usually pick that up. I sometimes set it down and then pick it back up. But I can always pick it back up pretty easily and continue on. But it's that, you know, that this thing where I'm not really sure what I was thinking when I wanted to do it. And sometimes I'm not even sure why it was I wanted to do it in the first place, much less what I was thinking.
So. Yeah, that's exactly what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to go away. Mm-hmm. And it's a big one. All right, so let's do some tapping and we'll see what comes up.
Okay.
Even though I don't trust my emotions. I don't trust my emotions.
Okay.
Now, I don't always trust my emotions. And I'm not very comfortable with my own feelings. Damn it. Sometimes I don't even know what feelings are. I have to get a dictionary to find out what I'm feeling.
I do. Yep, I have to get a dictionary sometimes to look it up.
And other people are looking at me bewildered. What the heck is she doing?
Other people are all looking at me very bewildered, wondering what in the heck is going on with her.
I'm okay. I can breathe now.
Yeah, I can breathe now.
Wow. And even though I am not always comfortable with other people's feelings. I don't feel like it's easy to manage my emotional energy. And these emotions that I don't even know what they are.
And these emotions that I haven't a clue sometimes what they are.
It's hard to see them without judgment or an obligation.
Yep, it's hard to see them without judgment or an obligation to them.
And I wonder what the heck people want from me. What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
I can breathe now. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And even though this big ball of energy called emotions. Sits in my upper body. Seems to consume my torso. I'm okay, I can breathe now. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Where did you feel it? It was like a whole back and the...
Yeah.
Right?
My shoulders, upper back.
Yeah.
Right there.
Eyebrows. Oh, these emotions. Side of the eye. Ball of emotions. Under the eye. Big emotions. Under the nose. Small emotions. Chin. No emotions. No name for emotions, collarbone.
No name for emotions.
Under the arms, fear of emotions. Yeah, hard. This big fear of emotions. I think they're going to eat me up.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, even though emotions are running through me and I have a hard time sometimes naming them but I feel them and they make me do things that are impulsive at times. And these emotions make me do things for other people. I don't always get appreciated for that.
Sometimes people run away from me.
And I don't know why. All I wanted to do was to help them. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And even though my authority center is solar plexus.
And even though my authority center is solar plexus.
And to tell you the truth, I have no idea what the heck that means.
And to tell you the truth, I really have no idea what the heck that means.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm inside a washing machine.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm inside a washing machine.
I keep washing the old dirty laundry over and over again.
Yep, I keep washing that dirty laundry over and over and over again.
It stops me from stepping out into clarity.
It stops me from stepping out into clarity.
Yeah. I am okay.
I am okay.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, so let's see, what did you have here? Oh, and even though...
Even though
I'm really good at nailing the anger down, I know what anger feels like.
Oh, I know what anger feels like,
and I can dish it out. The rest of the emotions, I'm not so sure about. I get lost in my emotions. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And even though sometimes I feel like there's a bag of emotions sitting on my shoulders. And it's hard to maintain my emotional, high emotional vibration. And I wonder if people could see the bag on my shoulders. It's full of emotions. Those are gifts for people I have. I just didn't know I was emotional Santa Claus. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Oh, this is funny. All right. Eyebrows, bag of emotions.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Bag of emotions.
Side of the eye. Gifts to others. Under the eye. Under the nose. Carrying it with me all the time. Chin, you're going to get something whether you like it or not. Collarbone, fear of emotions. Under the arms, all I want to do is gift. Heart, I have lots of gifts to give to you. Top of the head, why aren't you happy?
Why aren't you happy with my gifts?
Oh, that's pretty funny. Wow.
Yeah.
Emotions are gift-giving.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. That's correct.
That's a lot of energy there, I tell you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's stick with that. Where do you have that? Where do you feel it, Linda?
That's in my solar plexus.
Okay. And for me, which is kind of cute, it's in my back. I mean, it feels like I have this shield sort of, you know? At the back.
Yeah, well, that's to keep from getting backstabbed and... I used to have a big wall around me, you know, a psychic wall around me so that I wouldn't get blindsided by anything that was my object. And then I had to take it down. It was really horrifying to take it down.
Yeah, you can feel it in your throat too, right? So
yeah.
What's coming up is
right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so even though
I've learned to protect myself.
I put a shield on. And I was in fear of entering into this emotional wall.
And I was in fear of entering into this emotional wall.
It was safer to run away.
It was safer to run away.
And not even go there.
And not even go there.
And sitting with other people's energy, emotional energies, was really hard for me.
And sitting with other people's emotional energies was really hard for me.
And even though in human design, they blame me for generating it.
And even though in human design, they blame me for generating it.
And those ones with open center, they think that they're so innocent in this.
And those with open centers think they're so innocent in all this.
But the truth is, I couldn't even see those emotions that I carry if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, the truth is, I couldn't see the emotions that I'm carrying if it wasn't for them.
And I accept now that I am the bearer of good gifts.
And I accept now that I am the bearer of gifts.
Even though they don't know that it's good for them.
Even though they don't know that it's good for them.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself.
I completely and deeply love and accept myself.
Even though going through the emotional wall.
Even though going through the emotional wall.
Made me run the other way.
Made me run the other way.
And I thought to myself, I guess you're not ready for my gifts.
And I thought to myself, well, I guess you're not ready for my gifts.
And that made me to go inside and just not get involved.
And then I'd go inside and just not get involved.
Because it's painful.
Because it's really painful.
It's painful for me, and I can see other people's pain as well.
It's painful for me, and I can see others' pain as well.
But the truth is, we can never get to the higher level without looking at these emotions.
But the truth is, we can't get to the higher levels without looking at these emotions.
There are gifts to us.
They're a gift to us.
And we can see what we need to look at.
And we can see what we need to look at.
As a collective, so we can grow.
As a collective, so we can grow.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay. Eyebrows. Freedom of emotions.
Freedom of emotions.
Side of the eye. Slavery. Being a slave to emotions.
Being a slave to emotions.
Under the eyes. Makes me act impulsively.
Makes me act impulsively.
Under the nose. And I think there's something wrong with me.
And I think there's something wrong with me.
Chin. Not seeing my own gifts.
Not seeing my own gifts.
Collarbone. Makes me separated from other people.
Makes me feel separated from other people.
Under the arms. Fear of separation.
Fear of separation.
Heart. Cannot bear separation.
Cannot bear separation.
Top of the head. Makes me depressed.
Makes me depressed.
Could you feel that? Like it just slid in?
Yeah. That was... That was very interesting. It is very much, what I feel. I think that one of the worst things is to be separated. And that's not being alone. People think that if they're alone, they're separated. But you can be perfectly alone and be totally connected. But there is a difference between aloneness and separation. And the separation, that ends up killing you and everybody else. There's just this big hole there. And I can feel it. I can feel it right now. I can feel it.
Yeah, it really.
Yeah, and it's very painful. You know, I don't know sometimes why people aren't running around screaming, all the time, screaming at the top of their lungs, because it really hurts. It really hurts. It hurts psychically, and sometimes it hurts physically for me.
Have you ever felt like a party pooper?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, it would be interesting to have other people's input, but this is 2-4, and that's what quite often I think people who have the profile of 2-4 can identify with that. But here, I think it is the emotional impact that one has.
Yeah.
With the bag of gifts we carry unconsciously, don't even know, and other people may not want to accept that or go there.
Yeah.
And so that causes separation. At least that's what it feels. Okay, so even though I've been depressed at times.
I've been depressed at times.
And really sad.
And really sad.
Because I don't want to be separated from others.
I don't want to be separated from others.
I want to play.
I want to play.
I want these fun emotions to dish out.
I want to have fun emotions to dish out.
But the truth is, it's a deal. It's all or nothing.
But the truth is, it's an all or nothing deal.
I cannot control what's in my bag of emotions I'm holding for my tribe.
I cannot control what's in my bag for emotions I'm holding for my tribe.
I didn't put it there.
I didn't put it there.
Or did I?
Well, maybe I did.
Maybe I did. It's all their other people's fault anyway.
That's right. That's it. They just dumped it on me.
I'm innocent.
I am totally innocent. Yes.
Do anything.
I did not do a thing. It's all them.
Yeah, I just turned my back and they fill it with stuff.
Yep, I just turned my back and they fill that bag with all kinds of stuff.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And even though experiencing my own emotions, even though I don't know what they are.
Even though experiencing my own emotions, even though I have no clue what they are.
It's scary.
It's scary.
And I feel it's the cause of me being separated at times from others.
And I feel it's the cause of me being separated from others at times.
I know now.
I know now.
Or I choose to know now that I can start with loving my own bag first.
Or I choose to know now that I can start with loving my own back first.
Yeah, okay. So let's go around the body. Eyebrows, loving my bag.
Loving my bag.
Side of the eyes, loving my emotions.
Loving my emotions.
Under the eye, accepting the gifts.
Accepting the gift.
Under the nose, grateful.
Feeling grateful.
Chin. Appreciation.
Appreciation.
Collarbone. Oneness.
Oneness.
Under the arms. What comes up for you? I'm not getting anything.
It's a two-way street. It's what keeps coming up. It's a two-way street. So I have to do my part.
Two-way street. Okay, very good. Heart, doing my part.
Doing my part.
Okay, top of the head, no one's to blame.
No one's to blame.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Even though, in the past, and maybe sometimes even now, I have been reluctant to look at my part in all of this.
Even though in the past and sometimes even now, I've been reluctant to look at to look at my part in this.
And be open to loving it and accepting it.
And to be open to loving and accepting it.
And I had this defense system in place to protect me.
And I had this defense system in place to protect me.
I choose to know now.
I choose to know now.
That there's nothing to protect.
That there's nothing to protect.
These gifts help us to grow.
These gifts help us to grow.
And I choose to participate in this game.
And I choose to participate in the game.
That it's full of emotions.
That is full of emotions.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Did something come up that you would like to use words for the next round?
One of the things that was said yesterday, All right, I got it, yes. Is that part of what I do, and I don't really catch it, and I don't know if this is emotional or not, but it's acting out of old strategies that no longer fit, but because I don't recognize that they're old, you know, you just keep doing them.
Yes.
And that I'm just, you know, I'm going to have to find some new strategies.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And so, and you know, that's what kept kind of coming up toward the end there before you stopped.
Right. Okay. And even though it's hard for me to look at the structure that I created.
Even though it's hard for me to look at the structure I've created.
The web that these emotions got caught in.
The web that these emotions got caught in.
And I process them same way, time and time again.
And I process them the same way, time and time and time again.
And it's hard for me to see how to change that.
It's hard for me to see how to change that.
But I'm open to possibilities that there is a way.
But I'm open to possibilities that there is a way.
Now I'm aware.
Now that I'm aware.
And I can find the way.
And I can find the way.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And even though changing old programs is really hard.
And even though changing old programs is really hard.
They run in my operating system.
They run in my operating system.
I choose to know now.
I choose to know now.
That if there is a will, there's a way.
That if there is a will, there's a way.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, eyebrows. Willing to look at myself.
Okay, I didn't catch that one.
Willing to look at myself.
Willing to look at myself.
Okay. I have the eye. My eyes are open.
My eyes are open.
Under the eyes. I can see me now.
I can see me now.
Under the nose. I can see the bag of emotions.
I can see the bag of emotions.
On the chin. And I even know what those are.
And I even know what those are.
Okay, collarbone. Fear of looking at myself.
Fear of looking at myself.
Under the arms and letting the old defenses and programs die out.
And letting the old programs die out, strategies.
Yeah. My dear false ego.
My dear false ego.
I love you.
I love you.
And I deeply and completely accept myself and you.
And I deeply and completely accept myself and you.
Letter to the dear egos.
Yes.
Yes, let's not beat up on that real, true, authentic will and ego, but that false one, the one that we have created to protect us.
Yeah.
And got us into the same old patterns.
Yep.
Okay, what do we have here? I muscle tested earlier what seemed to be yes. Well, let's do that. Even though I don't believe that I can release this emotional attachment.
That I can release this emotional attachment.
And an identity.
And an identity.
That false self I created.
That false self I created.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't believe that I can release.
Even though I don't believe that I can release.
This emotional attachment, false identity I created.
This emotional attachment and false identity I've created.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't believe that I can release it.
Even though I don't believe I can release it.
This emotional attachment and false identity I created.
This emotional attachment and false identity I created.
Oh, yeah. Some of that bag was mine.
Yeah. I could feel some of the awareness with, that you had said in the last set. That really, really struck as is you have to be aware of something before you can do anything about it.
I deeply and completely love.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself, yeah.
Okay, all right, and it's all about willingness. So eyes, willing.
I'm willing.
Side of the eyes, I'm not willing.
I'm not willing.
Under the eyes, I'm willing.
I'm willing.
Under the nose, I'm not willing.
I'm not willing.
Chin, I'm willing.
I'm willing.
Collarbone, I'm not willing.
Not willing.
Cannot make me.
No.
Go away.
No.
It's safe for me.
Yep.
I love being separated from you weirdos.
Yeah.
Willing.
Willing.
Heart, not willing.
Not willing.
Well, I have no choice.
Oh, I have no choice.
Yeah. Oh, cool. All right, so let's see. We'll do choice point.
Okay.
What needs to be released or healed?
What needs to be released or healed?
For me. In order for me to be a powerful.
In order for me to be a powerful.
Deliberate creator.
Deliberate creator.
Mm. Wow, cool.
Yeah.
That energy had gone to the root center for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically where we have that creation, even though we don't realize that's where we create from.
Yeah.
Well, that was beautiful.
It was. Yeah. Thank you.
You're not done yet, Linda.
I'm not.
We have that other piece, which is beautiful because you can see how it has connection to, you know, usually Karen gives us hints what center it impacts. And last time we were working on courage and it was identity center, spleen, sacral, solar plexus. Well, here, the emotional wisdom, it's like it exists by itself, that it's a solar plex, but it's not.
You can see
how that will center is actually a big piece of it.
Yeah.
And especially for us, maybe it would be different if we had a different group and different people came on. But the natural leadership, and for you as a manifester, it's cute. It's a cute thing. And it's authenticity, which I think that speaking in front of other people and being emotional and having emotions as a center and being showing the vulnerability you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And then leveraging energy because it wastes us this sort of like, it's a lot of energy. Do I speak? Don't I speak? Am I going to be impacting people? Don't I? Right? There's this sort of pull and push all the time.
Yeah.
The theme here is the energy to share wealth with others and the world.
Hmm.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
To share the wealth.
Yeah.
Emotional symptoms get frigid or frivolous. And we can see how, you know, that fear of the emotions and giving the gifts.
Yeah.
I love that connection. And so behind all this, there is this wonderful heart. No one understands my heart. I only have the best of intentions for everyone. And especially with that 3740.
Yeah.
You just want to create what's best for other people and all this tribal energy. So, how comfortable are you leading, Linda?
Not very comfortable at all.
Yeah, I am not.
In the back of my mind is, am I going to help or hurt? You know, and I was married to a doctor, so he was always quoting, you know, do no harm. First, do no harm. And I'm going, oh, God. So, thank you, Jim. Just what I needed to hear.
That's a big one. Do no harm. So that's the fear of hurting someone stops you from even trying.
Yeah.
And do you feel recognized as a leader?
Or
I'm wondering if you are recognized as a leader.
In some circles, I've got a sense of things. There have been times people have said things, you know, that led me to believe that's, you know, they were recognizing my leadership in something. And in a job that I had many years ago, it was expected that you would, you know, jump into the leadership role and at times. And I did at times get very, you know, emotionally well rewarded for those things. But I have always had this sense that, you know, that was really not me, because that'll be the first thing that I won't say it out loud, but I will think it. It'll be, you know, well, that was just a fluke, or I was well prepared. I was very well prepared for that. Or you know, catch me in 5 minutes and you'll see a totally different person there. So it's a downplaying. I've never been really comfortable. I don't want to be responsible for people. You know, I want to give them tools so they can go off and be responsible for themselves. But I don't want to be responsible for people.
And now, right. So, Linda, someone, because I have the same thing, someone must have somehow convinced us that we are responsible for other people. Do you have some kind of a example?
Well, I remember as a little girl, my mother would always tell me that I needed to be kind and I needed to have integrity because I was going to be responsible. I'm an oldest child, so I have four brothers and sisters behind me, and so I was responsible for how they were seen in the world. And then when I grew up and got married and had kids, I would be responsible for my household, which included my husband and children. And so, and then, you know, then she added on home, you know, schooling in there while she was at it. So we got everything that I liked, I was responsible for. And when I would be human and, you know, end up doing something, that would be the first thing. Now, what are people going to say about you? You know, like in Sharon's class, in my sister Sharon's class, what are people going to say about you? You know, we lived in a small town, so everybody was going to hear everything about what you did. And so you either learned to keep it really secret, or you just didn't do it, you know, whatever it was that would not be socially accepted. So I learned really early to be, at least to think myself as responsible for everything. You know, the only thing I wasn't responsible for was the weather, and I wasn't too sure about that sometimes. But they let me off on the weather. But when it came to other people, then I was responsible for, you know, conducting myself in a manner that would at least allow people to think well of me and my family. So there was never, they just want to think well of you, Linda. It was you and your family. You're the representation of your entire family out there in the world. And what are people going to think of me if you go to school in ragged clothes, or if you say something wrong, or if you, you know, snap at people and, you know, don't obey your teachers? What are they going to think of me? And Lord of mercy, I did not want anyone to think badly of my mother. So I was a very compliant child most of the time, at least on the surface.
I'm almost thinking this is interesting because that triggered something, that the responsibility triggered something. So I know I have to kind of take a look at this, and I have many, many times with the natural leadership and the inability to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was a big one.
Yeah.
And so I almost see this like a part integration. I do this process with parts, and there are many different ways that it's done, but the way I was taught, it's a really interesting process because I have a memory, and it's a pretty deep memory where someone actually did get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was made responsible because I was not supposed to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
But my younger cousin was screaming her head off, and I could not stand that pressure.
Yeah.
And I opened the door, and she got hurt. And that is really kind of like, I could see as you're talking for the leadership, because how do you then are not responsible? I can walk around and say, well, it wasn't my fault. She was screaming at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then there's a responsibility. But, you know, I was like 4 or 5. So I let myself off the hook. But it, nonetheless, that energy of.
You were told. Yeah. You were told to do. And if you had done what you were told, then nothing bad would have happened.
Right. So that's not a leadership if you're waiting to be told and you're not using, you know, well, it's limited. As a child, you cannot have that awareness.
Yeah, as a child, you can't have that awareness, but your psyche and your body doesn't make any distinction in that. It doesn't make a distinction that I was only 4 years old and I really didn't have the, you know, capability of understanding what was really going on. I just was acting in the moment like any 4-year-old child. It doesn't care.
No.
It's the aftermath of whatever happened. This person got hurt and you were told not to open the door, and you opened the door and she got hurt. So therefore you're disobeying and opening the door is what hurt her. And that's where the leadership thing comes in. Because as a leader, you have to make, many times you have to make the better of two bad choices. So which one do you do?
Right. And that kind of brings me to a current situation, because the leaderships and people who are stepping out to be sort of giving a different voice to the situation we are in, because we were told that certain things are a certain way and we are learning that, well, no, they are not. So
yeah.
What I'm kind of learning, because it felt like unless I get it right, I cannot really say anything.
Yeah.
That it should be a certain way and lead, right? The thing I'm learning is that how do you know when you open the door? Because we really have a limited awareness in this particular environment we are in, it seems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like if you're going this way, it looks like a safe way. It looks like it's going to get you to the outcome you desire. But along the way, you're going to learn that, whoa, wait a minute, wrong way. Let's go this way. There's another boogeyman behind this door. Okay, well, let's try this door. So it's a case of blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
And especially because we have sort of forgotten, or we're really programmed a different way, that it's no longer allowing that wisdom and that inner knowing and the interaction with the whole environment around us. We have very limited sort of awareness.
Yeah.
How do you know what's behind the door? In leadership.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so even though it's hard for me to be a leader.
It's hard for me to be a leader.
I the heck don't know where I'm going.
I don't always know where I'm going.
No, I don't heck know where I'm going. You do know where I'm going. Who knows where anyone's going?
Who knows where anyone's going?
So if I don't know where you're going, how do I know how to get there?
So if I don't know where you're going, how do I know how to get there?
Decisions.
Decisions.
To be a leader.
To be a leader.
It's not safe to be a leader.
It's not safe to be a leader.
I get blamed.
I get blamed.
And I'm held responsible if I screw up.
and I'm held responsible if I screw up.
And with my limiting knowing, how can I know?
And with my limited knowing, how can I know?
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though it's hard for me to be a leader.
Even though it's hard for me to be a leader.
I feel I have limited knowledge.
I feel I have limited knowledge.
About where am I going?
About where I'm going.
And where anyone else wants to go.
Where anyone else wants to go.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though making decisions for others.
Even though making decisions for others.
Is very hard.
Is very hard.
And if I make a wrong decision, I am held accountable.
And if I make a wrong decision, I'm held accountable.
And that makes me not want to be a leader.
And that makes me not want to be a leader.
I can hardly lead myself.
I can hardly lead myself, much less anyone else. Yeah.
Don't follow me. I have no clue where I'm going.
Don't follow me. I have no idea where I'm going.
And stop yelling at me.
Stop yelling at me about it.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept
myself.
Oh,
God. Oh, decisions.
Decisions.
Not knowing where I'm going.
Not knowing where I'm going.
Under the eyes. Where the heck everyone's going.
Where the heck everyone's going.
Under the nose. Where do they want me to lead them?
Where do they want me to lead them?
Can they lead themselves?
Can't they lead themselves?
Collarbone. It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
Under the arms. Fear of leading myself.
Fear of leading myself.
Ah, fear of leading others.
Fear of leading others.
What if everyone was going where I'm going?
What if everyone's going where I'm going?
Wow, that would be easy, right?
Oh, yeah, that would be really easy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So yeah.
Let's do the secondary one.
Okay.
That comes up, even though I don't believe.
Even though I don't believe.
I can be the leader.
I can be the leader.
I cannot even lead myself.
I can't even lead myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't believe I can be the leader.
Even though I don't believe I can be the leader.
I don't know where everyone wants to go.
I don't know where everyone wants to go.
I can just assume that they're going where I'm going.
I can just assume they're going where I'm going.
Then that would be easy.
That would be really easy.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't believe I can be the leader.
Even though I don't believe I can be a leader.
I choose to know now.
I choose to know now.
That perhaps we are all going to the same place.
That perhaps we're all going to the same place.
I don't know where that is, really.
I don't know where that is.
But it could be to our higher selves.
But it could be to our higher self.
Yeah, to the place of an all-knowing.
The place of an all-knowing.
And that's easy. I can help them.
That's easy. I can help them with that.
Yeah, I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, eyebrows, knowing.
Knowing.
Side of the eyes, not knowing.
Not knowing.
Under the eyes, knowing.
Knowing.
Under the nose, not knowing.
Not knowing.
Chin, feeling.
Feeling.
Collarbone, not feeling.
Not feeling.
Under the arms, feeling.
Feeling.
Not feeling, heart.
Not feeling.
We'll just have to feel our way through it.
We'll just have to feel our way through it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we have a choice point dream seed here.
Okay.
What needs to be released or healed?
What needs to be released or healed?
Between the eyebrows. For me to gracefully.
For me to gracefully.
Step into my role.
Step into my role.
As a natural leader.
As a natural leader.
Well, you like the temporal tapping. I do.
Okay.
All right. So on this tribal circuit we are tapping, I easily gather people together.
I easily gather people together.
I take leadership.
I take leadership.
And I honor my role.
And I honor my role.
As the king or the queen.
As the queen.
Of my creation.
Of my creation.
I assert my power.
I assert my power.
Delegate.
Yeah.
Manage resources effectively.
Manage resources effectively.
And I act with benevolence.
And I act with benevolence.
I am a powerful leader.
I am a powerful leader.
Well, after we work out on that shadow.
Oh, yeah.
It might be a tyrant around the corner. Uh-oh.
Well, you're just swinging back too far. Bring yourself to the middle.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's, yeah, how do you make people move and go and motivate them with the right? There has to be a lot of knowledge, right, to to really, that's why I like elders.
Yeah.
Like politicians. So I easily gather people together. I take leadership and honor my role as the queen of my creation. I assert my power, delegate, manage resources effectively, and act with benevolence. I'm a powerful leader. That would be nice if we have benevolent leaders.
Yes.
And it would be easier.
Yeah.
Lovely. That feels good. That feels complete.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
That was cool. Oh, there's a lot of goodies in there. I really thought that we would be opening up the bag and it would never end. I'm very pleased that what came up was nicely contained and there was a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Very important, like core stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Well, Linda, I think I'm going to leave you with that to go meditate and contemplate on your queenship.
Okay. All righty.
And your leadership. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and I love doing this with you next Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday.
See you again. Bye, Linda.
Bye-bye.